This is Eric Austin with KERA News. Maybe you're heading to an ugly Christmas sweater party this weekend, and the uglier, the better. Some are finding the perfect outfit at a pop-up store in Dallas called the Ugly Christmas Sweater Shop. They're covered with birds and gingerbread men and evergreen trees. These are bad folks. Definitely UGLY.
We have some with bells on them. We have some with Santa's beard coming out on them. We have some where Santa's eyes move. Cats. People love cats. You find that out very quickly when you sell Christmas sweaters.
That's Jeremy Turner. He's the sweater swami, the brainiac behind this pop-up shop. Turner's a 28-year-old entrepreneur. He used to sell vintage clothing out of a bus. A few years ago, a friend told him Christmas sweaters were popular, so Turner bought some, and they sold out quickly. So he bought more. Last year, he opened up his store in a strip center on Mockingbird Lane.
Ugly is for everyone. You know, it doesn't discriminate. The people of Dallas love ugly, and I'm so glad, too. So come get ugly.
Turner has sold about 4,000 sweaters so far this season. They range from $20 to $40. He's sold more than $100,000 worth this year. So where does he get the goods? Beyond the North Pole, he won't say. It's an irresistible media story. Practically every TV and radio station in town has interviewed the guy. He even made ABC a few weeks ago.
This is Nightline.
And the beauty of ugly sweaters.
Turner's far from alone. Across the country, entrepreneurs sell ugly sweaters in mom-and-pop shops. Celebrities love to wear them and give them away. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Which means it's time for a new Tonight Show tradition. It's time for 12 Days of Christmas Sweaters. Here we go.
You can buy them online at Target. Even the Dallas Mavericks have entered the sweater sweepstakes. The sweater craze reflects the changing tastes of shoppers, Wendy Liebman says. She's CEO and the so-called chief shopper for WSL Strategic Retail in New York.
It created a whole level of interest around humor, frivolity around the season, as opposed to the sort of serious intensity of gift giving.
Liebman says the ugly sweater hasn't jumped the shark. Yet.
We'll see if people have enough of those in their closet by 2016 and they've given up on it, but it's certainly got some more legs or arms, if you will.
Back at the shop on Mockingbird, Kevin Chaikin of Dallas was looking for the perfect sweater to wear to Green Hill School, where he's a senior.
So I'm trying on a light blue cardigan sweater with some snowmen all over it. I think it's pretty clearly a woman's sweater, but that doesn't bother me. I think it's pretty funny. People will remember me wearing this.
Darylyn Buggage of Arlington left the store relieved. She found sweaters covered with snowmen and Christmas trees for her sweater party.
We went to like 4 thrift stores yesterday. We went to Walmart and everything. And my friend was like, I saw this place on Facebook. And she's like, you have to go out there. So I was like, as soon as I get off work, I'm going to go because this is like my first big party.
Al Perez sees the excitement every day at the Ugly Christmas Sweater Shop. He's the cashier. He also gives fashion advice.
Like if I see a really awful sweater and it has maybe some gold tinsel or something, I tell them to get like gold tights or something or candy cane tights and they all freak out and they're like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. So I'm pretty good at what I do.
Perez rings up another customer, a man with a forest green sweater.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Perez just made North Texas a little uglier and he couldn't be happier. Eric Austin, KERA News.